launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You can take control of the airwaves. We go to your phone calls about whatever you want. And we'll start things out with Chris in Vermont on the AMP line. Hey, Chris, you're on the air on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going? Hey. Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
What's on your mind tonight, Chris?
Well, I was calling to address Nick from Massachusetts' point last night about the recording. Actually, it was a question. And he had asked that, you know, how much an artist makes on an album sale in the marketplace versus
yes.
the recording company. I've dabbled a little bit in music, and it depends on whether he's releasing the album independently, and he may make $6 to $7 per album that way, or if he goes with a major label, it depends on the contract, but likely he's only going to make maybe $1 or $2 at most per album.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to support your artist, and it's an independent artist, you should buy the album. If you want to support a major artist on a major label, you should probably go to the show because he's going to make more money off that concert ticket than he is going to on the album.
And buy a T-shirt while you're at the show.
Yeah, absolutely. And I had a second point that I wanted to make real quick. It's kind
sure.
of exciting. I am a member of the Free State Project, and we heard from the bank today. I have bought a home in Claremont, New Hampshire, which is in Sullivan County, about 40 miles north of Keene on Route 12.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be closing November 13th.
Congratulations.
In the Free State. And we're planning on starting up some FIJA outreach in Sullivan County to try to compete with you guys.
Great news. That's Fully Informed Jury Association outreach, where people are one of the most frequent ways it's done, at least around here. And I recommend doing it anywhere. This is something that anybody anywhere can do as long as they've got 2 or 3 or 4 at the most people that are willing to help them, is to go outside the local courthouse on days in which they are selecting jurors and essentially hand out Fully Informed Jury Association information to all of those potential jurors as they are coming in for their court date. And that will get them the information in their hands that will inform them of their rights as a juror, which they will not tell them in the courtroom. It will not. The judge will not tell you that you have the right as a juror to say not guilty if you think the law itself is bad, regardless of whatever evidence is presented, regardless of whether they caught the guy dealing drugs on camera. You can say not guilty because it's a bad law.
This is how many of the prohibition laws and the harboring slaves, fugitive slave laws, got overturned in this country.
It's a long history, and the Fully Informed Jury Association is a great organization that's out there getting the word out about that. Right.
I was going to ask you, what made you choose Claremont and Sullivan County?
I'm actually from the area. I was born at Valley Regional Hospital. Then I moved to Keene. I went to high school in Keene. And now I currently live in Vermont. I have a job here in Vermont, and it's actually I'll continue working here in Vermont until I find an out or possibly start my own business and then get rid of this silly state income tax we have over here.
Cool. Well, congratulations
yeah.
on your decision, and always good to hear about more people making the move over here to New Hampshire. Point of information, though, we just got off the phone in the last hour for our listeners just tuning in. We're talking with a guy up in Michigan who was talking about how, you know, he'd consider moving to New Hampshire, but there's a movement there in Michigan, and it's growing. Would you say that the Liberty Movement in Vermont was growing, and if so, why did you decide to cross the border to New Hampshire?
No, it's not growing at all. There's a socialist movement here. You could do that if you wanted, I guess, but not really that kind of guy. I'm moving because you guys are over there partying on, and I'm going to come party with you, and we're going to stir up some dust and make things happen and do it quickly in our lifetime.
I hope so. I don't think
that people have really a conception as to how much is going on here in New Hampshire.
I don't even have a conception.
For Liberty versus where they are.
There's so much going on, I can't keep track of it all. It's just impossible.
Now, what part
it's
of
awesome.
What region of Vermont are you in? Because I know that northern Vermont seems to be more liberty-oriented. In fact, the gun laws in Vermont are actually more liberal than they are in New Hampshire.
Yeah, it's awesome here. You can just stick an assault rifle in your pants and walk around without asking anybody's permission. It's awesome. Yeah. But
you don't need a concealed carry permit there.
Yeah, you don't need anything. The law is you can have guns and you can carry them any way you want.
That's
so
great.
Yeah, that is cool. New Hampshire is a little bit more strict about it, but
right.
It's really not that bad compared to other areas of the country.
Absolutely not. New Hampshire is it's an open carry state, so you can carry a gun openly without begging permission from the state. The gun permits for concealed carry are supposedly shall issue. There's some questionable things about that and the process and their ability to withdraw the permit and things like that. That's the real problem here in New Hampshire. But maybe some of the the gun advocates out there, gun freedom advocates, will someday overturn that stuff here.
But now you a question about Vermont. You mentioned that the socialist movement is big there, and it is. And how is it that the socialists, you know, the pinkos, see somebody with an assault rifle and they don't just freak out? Is it because people in Vermont don't do the things that they're legally allowed to do? Or why is it that there hasn't been some kind of huge backlash over there? I don't understand it.
I don't think socialists necessarily are anti-gun, certainly not the ones around here. They just want to steal my money, and they could care less whether I have a gun when they do it, because they know that the state has more guns than I do.
That's a good point. And you know, the kind of progressive or socialist that you find up here just seems to be just more tolerant of that. I mean, you've got in New Hampshire, you've got Democrats that go to gun shoots and things like that. So
yeah, absolutely.
The way things are necessarily in New York are not necessarily translated here to this region.
Right. And I have one more point about asserting your sovereignty. I took a page from the Wheels Off Liberty guys. Maybe if you guys were out there smoking your weed without pants on, the cops would be less harmful. I mean, they don't want to rub on your junk or nothing, you know?
Yeah, they are likely very homophobic. I imagine a number of police are very homophobic.
Well, they'll put the rubber gloves on.
Whipping out your junk any chance you get seems like a bureaucrat deterrent.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, God.
You're giving them ideas, Chris.
Look good without pants on. I could tell.
Thanks, Chris, for the call, and congratulations on your decision, dude.
I live in hell.
800-259-9231. Let's go to Frank in New York. Frank, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hey.
Yeah, I couldn't help but chuckle when you were talking about the bared breasts for liberty. I was thinking of that famous painting by de Géricault of the French Revolution, Liberty Leading the People,
yes, mm-hmm.
with one breast exposed and holding the tricolor and the musket. Very interesting. Or I should say the standard. But now why is it that people are afraid of breasts?
I do not understand it.
Because they excrete.
I mean, what? In Europe, you know, bare breasts are seen, you know, on the beaches all the time.
Yes.
Right. So it's nothing inherent within people that they should be frightened of breasts. In fact, they should be fairly attracted to them, considering that most people nursed on them as children. There's nothing inherently wrong or evil about about naked breasts. There's nothing also sexual about it. I know that some people would like you to believe that there is, but that's only in their minds.
Hefner made a fortune sexualizing the bare breast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
About, right. What, 60 years ago?
But I think presentation matters there, you know. I think there's the difference might be in the way that those breasts are photographed and presented versus the way that they would be presented by someone who's simply walking down the street or going about their normal business in a non-sexualized fashion. So I agree with you, Frank. It's just absolutely ludicrous, and it's some sort of just beaten in level of puritanism that is still just there with a lot of American people. And it's so sad.
Not me. I used to get into my grandfather's Playboy books when I was 5 years old.
Well, that sounds sexualized to me.
Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. We're out of time anyway for you. Thanks. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. In fact, Wayne, you're going to tell me about a doctor that was targeted recently by whatever the enforcement government arm is that doesn't like it when doctors step out of line. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video to show they are indeed listeners to Free Talk Live. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com to get involved if you are a lady listener or just enjoy the shrine. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Now is the time for you and your family to be armed and trained at levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides just such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course today, plus the included 30 state concealed weapons permit and a free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today for more information. That's frontsight.com. And these really are the premier certifications in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
We started the show out tonight talking about an article from the story from the Financial Times about how it is that in countries like India and China and also areas of Africa, they've been doing studies that have unearthed all kinds of private education. They found out that these very, very poor people are much more interested in paying money for education that is just just so much better than what the government is offering for free. This kind of shocking idea that, hey, even poor people will send their kids to private school if given the opportunity.
And by the way, it really isn't free.
Well, right.
It's free to those people.
To the poor people.
Yeah.
Because they're not paying taxes in these cases. But we also found out that they're actually sending, there are private doctors that are just, they're well known as not being as supposedly experienced or qualified as the government's doctors are, but nonetheless, they're giving people better care because they have the incentives to do that. They have to satisfy their customers to get referrals so they can get more customers, so they can also have their customers coming back as well. If they're satisfied, they'll bring their, you know, their family members, they'll bring their friends, and they'll come back for more of their services. So the government system, we've seen time after time, it lacks these incentives. It lacks the ability to care about satisfying customers. It doesn't pay attention to market signals like price and other things like that. They don't care about those things. They don't have to. They get paid regardless of whether they do a good job or not. And so we talked about that in detail. And I want to go now and focus on, I think the story you've got for us, Wayne, is from the United States this time.
Yes, it is.
We were looking at India, but now let's look at an example of how it is that innovation is being stepped on by the system that we have right here. As somebody who's actually within the system, who's trying to innovate, somebody who is a doctor already, right now, today, in the government, or not government system, because I guess it's partially a government system here in America, but in this mixed, messed up system that America has with all kinds of regulations left and right, lots of government control all over the place of the healthcare industry, the regulations are always sold as to being beneficial to the consumers. That's how they're positioned. That's how they're promoted. And people believe it because it's so effectively promoted that way. They believe that government rules and regulations are actually keeping them safe. When, as we pointed out last night on the show, and we didn't get into great detail, but we pointed out that regulations are actually beneficial to the existing players in the marketplace, that regulations aren't protecting people at all. Mm-hmm. They're actually pumping up prices. They're actually making it so people that are wanting to compete in the marketplace as new players in the marketplace are prevented from doing so. And in this case, you're going to share with us one doctor who's already in the marketplace is just trying to
innovate
and change his business and set himself apart from the pack, and he's being prevented from doing so. What's happening?
That's right. There's a story from last March and April about a doctor in New York State, where the state was trying to shut down this New York City doctor's ambitious plan to treat uninsured patients for around $1,000 a year. Dr. John Muni was offering his patients everything from mammograms to mole removal at his AMG Medical Group clinics, which operate in all five boroughs. "I'm trying to help uninsured people here," he said. His patients agreed to pay $79 a month for a year.
Which is less than what I paid for
insurance?
For catastrophic insurance coverage on a monthly basis.
That's right. And this was for unlimited office visits with a $10 copay.
It's a significantly less. I think our premiums were like $140.
Mm. Which still isn't that bad. But his plan landed him in the crosshairs of the state insurance department, which ordered him to drop his fixed rate plan, which he claims is equivalent to an insurance policy. So there you go.
I don't agree that it's equivalent to an insurance policy.
Well, it doesn't matter when the state comes after you.
It doesn't matter your interpretation.
If they said that it was equivalent to a Volvo, it would cost you $100,000 or more. If you're a doctor, it would probably cost you $1 million to prove that your monthly fee program was not, in fact, a Volvo. That's what it would be like.
And talk about an industry that's in bed with the government, insurance. And here's a good example. They want to put this guy out of business because
they're threatened by
him. Threatened. Their living is and their exorbitant profits are threatened by this.
Well, right. It sounds to me like he's just on a prepayment plan to where he's offering a certain amount of services in return for a certain amount, and he's breaking it down into monthly payments. Would it have been all right for him to collect $1,000 payment? Probably not. They'd probably bitch at him for that too. But what would have happened here, possibly, Wayne, is that this guy would have essentially a proven model, because it sounded like it was working for him, right? That's why they came after him. If it wasn't working out, they probably wouldn't have felt threatened by him, and they would have left him alone. But word got out that this guy was innovating and come up with a really great idea that is giving people the healthcare services that they're looking for at an affordable price. Word got around to the competition or to the insurance companies, and they said, whoa, we're going to have to put a stop to this.
They'll put us out of business.
Well, right, because yeah. Well, this one doctor is not going to put an insurance company out of business, but another 50 doctors taking that same business model and saying, yeah, I could really enjoy cutting out all the insurance paperwork from doing, because mm-hmm. if you've got a whole bunch of clients that are paying you cash on a monthly basis or check, you know, whatever, they're paying you for services, then you don't have to go through the collections process that is very, very onerous, and it's bad. Mm-hmm. It's really bad with the government.
Yes.
It's not quite as bad with the insurance companies, but nonetheless, these doctors employ people in their offices whose job it is to fill out paperwork for things like insurance companies. And so you could probably cut your staff down, lower your overhead, and pass those savings on to your customers. This sounds like a really great business model, and that's why they came in and shut him down.
And by the way, I might add that a lot of doctors will tell you that they actually have more people working in their office handling paperwork than medical personnel like nurses.
Yes, absolutely.
So anyway, Dr. Muni insisted that it wasn't insurance because it didn't cover anything he couldn't do in his offices. Like, he could do surgery and that type of thing. And his offices don't operate 24/7, so they can't function like an emergency room.
So meaning that if his plan were paying for services found elsewhere, then that would be insurance. Because then if the patient came to him and he said, well, I'll have to send you out to my friend to have you looked at there because we don't
Correct.
Have that technology,
Makes
then
sense.
He'd be paying for that person to get sent to that other place, like an insurance company pays. Because the insurance company isn't giving you the services. They're paying someone else to give you the services. So his argument is absolutely
However,
sensible.
However, it kind of sounds like an HMO that has that has a certain amount of subscribers, you know, doctors in their plan. In his case, it has one.
And
so,
as you pointed out, Mark,
it's a Volvo, right?
Right. Is HMO right. insurance?
I don't think it's offered by insurance companies.
All right, there's more coming up here. 800-259-9231. Is there more to this story, Wayne?
Yes.
All right, we'll share that with you and take your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. Innovation crushed by the system.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include the updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live, you'll know first. If you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com, that's updates.freetalklive.com.
Do you hate making those extra trips from the car to bring in the grocery bags? Well, I've been using these this little product called Totasec that I heard about on the radio, and I called them up, and they decided they'd sponsor the show. They sent me some, and I would have never imagined that I needed this little thing as much as I do. Now I carry them with me into the grocery store, so I don't have to carry the grocery, so I don't have to roll the grocery cart back into the corral or into the store at all. These things are just amazingly useful little tools. And if you want to go get one, you can go to totasec.com. You can get a family pack there, and it's six of them because you want to have them in each car and in the house and you know, the boat or something like that. So it's totasec.com, TOTASAK.com.
The boat?
Well, if you have one, I don't have a boat.
So
people have boats out there.
We need to do a Totasec giveaway at some point tonight, don't we, Mark?
I'd be happy to do that.
So we'll look. We'll continue listening for that opportunity coming up here at some point tonight. 800-259-9231. Wayne, you were telling us about a doctor. What was the state in which this was occurring?
New York.
Of course. The Empire State, living up to their name.
This is the Empire City, too.
Yeah.
Oh, it's New York City?
New York City.
So this doctor was offering a special plan to his patients at $79 per month that would essentially buy them a lot of his services.
$10 copay per visit.
Right, and everything from what, mammograms to what else?
Wart removal, whatever he could do in his office during his work hours.
Right, so he was basically offering these people a prepaid plan, and it was working out so well that he garnered enough of attention to where the regulators of his industry decided to step in and say, you can't do that, that's not fair, that's anti-competitive. or whatever it is that the bureaucrats said in that
whatever
particular
lie they're
and he actually
use.
Claimed that he could afford to charge such a small amount because he doesn't have to process mountains of paperwork and spend hours on billing.
Right.
He said, if they left me alone, I could serve thousands of patients. The state believes his plan runs afoul of the law because it promises to cover unplanned procedures, like treating a sudden ear infection under a fixed rate.
Right, and this is what the bureaucrats hate. They hate people being free of paperwork. They want to saddle you with all kinds of paperwork and then imagine that you're going to be able to do your job as well. It is absolutely ludicrous. The public, his patients are not being served as well, and they're not being served as well because of the government.
Yes.
The government, the organization that is supposed to be there in order to protect you, is in fact harming these people.
Yeah, and some people would probably also say that the government and the insurance companies want the paperwork because they want a paper trail on every person and what their medical records are going forward so they know how to assess them for risk.
If
you pay cash for things, there's no paper trail.
I don't have any idea, but I can tell you that if I was a doctor, the way that I would want to do it is to make it just cash, because I don't want to deal with filling out all that paperwork.
You got in the business.
Right. As you said, every doctor has essentially, for every nurse they have two people working in the office in order to fill out paperwork and to follow up with the insurance company. And when the insurance company has a question, to get on the phone with them and make those five calls that it takes to actually get them on the phone and then go through and then fill out the paperwork. My wife does this for a living. I know what incredible, arduous work it is dealing with this kind of paperwork. And then when you're talking about Medicare, you might as well just step it up another, double the amount of paperwork and time that it takes to get paid half as much.
Wait a minute, Mark. Are you saying you want to put your wife out of a job?
I want to see things work efficiently. I know that she's actually, I want to employ her doing this. But, when the time comes, I want what's right.
Yeah, I agree with you. If for whatever reason we were able to end the government next week and that for some reason meant that Free Talk Live was unable to continue, which I don't think it would, because there will always be interesting things to talk about, and this is an open phone show and we'll take calls from anybody about anything. But even if it did mean that Free Talk Live had to go out of business, I'd be happy with that, because there'd be plenty of opportunity in the marketplace at that point for me to offer my services in some other way, to satisfy some other market segment. But again, Free Talk Live would likely continue because the government isn't around doesn't mean there won't be interesting things to discuss or people scamming.
I don't think
people.
It's a problem we're going to have anytime soon. However, I would
certainly
also consider it a victory.
So, Wayne, what else do you want to share? Is there anything else left here?
Well, the state of New York, the insurance department was saying how the law is strict about how insurance is defined, and a possible solution at the time that the doctor's lawyer had crafted would force patients to pay more than the $10 for unplanned procedures. And they're waiting to see if that happened. And as it turned out, what happened was they had to raise their fees by force by the government in order to continue some semblance of what he was doing before with this for the poor people.
To not be as competitive.
Yes, to be less competitive, probably still affordable, but he had to raise his prices and restructure his fees in order to satisfy the Department of Insurance in the state of New York.
And that's just one example of how the government's regulations are putting sick people and people who, as I think you said, he was kind of taking care of people of a lower economic strata.
Right.
So people that are, the excuse for government in many cases is, well, what about the poor people? Well, without all of these government regulations on the healthcare industry, healthcare costs will come down, just like they do with other industries that are lightly or regulated not at all, like the computer business. I mean, this is such a great example. The computer business is such a great example of what happens when the government essentially keeps their hands off. I mean, the government isn't approving software code. The government isn't out there approving hardware designs beyond maybe FCC interference requirements. So there's really not a whole lot of government hoops to jump through and hurdles to jump over in order to put a new computer product out. And as a result of that freedom in that particular market segment, what do you see? You see all kinds of competition.
Innovation.
You see innovation. You see the products getting better and better year after year.
And cheaper.
And the prices are dropping as well as the products are getting better. So you can see that happen. You could see the same things with healthcare if the government were to get out of the way. But as long as you've got situations where the government is acting as a protection racket for the existing cartel of business owners that are currently in the healthcare system, the healthcare providers that essentially have teamed up with the government to keep innovators out, to keep competitors out, like natural remedies and things like that. The government exists to protect the medical establishment from things like from competition like that, and they do a pretty good job of keeping those folks out of the marketplace and threatening them with violence if they decide to get involved and try to market their products.
That's right. And this doctor was paying his rent. He was serving his patients and serving them well.
Yep.
At this price. So there's no reason why he had to raise his price. That's the price he chose to charge.
The reason he raised it is because there was a cold jail cell waiting for him if he didn't do as the bureaucrats demanded. Isn't that sad? That's what we're talking about here. If that doctor were to say, you know, New York Insurance Corporation of Regulation, if whatever the hell they're called, you know what, Insurance Bureau, I'm just going to not pay attention to you.
Because you're wrong.
Who are you people anyway? I never elected you to control me. I don't want to have anything to do with you. I don't really know who you are. You're a group of strangers sending me threatening letters. I say to hell with you. I'm here for my patients. I got into this business to help people. I'm here to help these people feel better. They are voluntarily coming to me. They're choosing to buy this plan. You, it's none of your business. Get the hell out of my life. If he were to say that to them, it wouldn't be long before men with guns came to his office and changed his mind or threw him in a jail cell.
And you know, you guys, both of you guys are a little too young to remember this, but when healthcare was a cash-based business, we had the best healthcare system in the world, and it was the freest, and it was very inexpensive.
Doctors made house calls.
Doctors made house calls. In 1952, for example, there was a rate schedule from a maternity ward we talked about a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it was like $24, $28 to have a baby. And if you wanted a private room, it was $32.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're going to take your calls about whatever you want coming up here, and then also we'll talk about a taxi situation. You want to get back into the regulation issue? We'll hit it from another perspective. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Coming this October from Big Head Press.
Pre-order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/Carhartt. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to Moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or MOLDZYME.com. That's Moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy.
That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Hello, this is Tom with hempusa.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At hempusa.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. If you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program, you like the fact that we give you the website for free, then we would ask that you become a voluntary supporter of the show. It's called the AMP program. You can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get involved. That's amp.freetalklive.com. The interesting thing, by the way, is that over time, the AMP dollars, I think, are going to become more effective.
So why is that?
Well, because we've got a reputation now in the business. Free Talk Live has been syndicated, coming up now on, I think actually we have passed our five-year mark.
Syndication.
We've been syndicated radio show for now 5 years. And fact is, when you're a first-year syndicated show, nobody wants you because they think that you're going to go away.
And the chances are actually pretty good.
Yeah, there's a lot of flash-in-the-pan shows, people showing up on the scene and, hey, I'm syndicated now, take my show. And
nobody's heard of me.
Nobody does, and they run out of money, and they go away. But we haven't run out of money because, well, partially because of the Free Talk Live amplifiers, because you guys have been backing us up since 2005. And that's helped us market this program effectively. We've been able to consistently get this the idea about this show out to program directors around the country and get it into their heads that Free Talk Live is a reliable option for them. Because now we've been around 5 years, and they know that we're not going anywhere. They know that we're profitable. They know that we're here to stay. They know that we're growing. We've got over 53 affiliates and more. I think there's at least a handful of them out there that we're going to be adding here within the next few weeks, hopefully. So we'll probably be crossing the 55 threshold and then 60. And then, you know, so the more affiliates you get, it's kind of a follower business. People see other stations adding the show, and they say, well, if so-and-so station, WFLA in Florida, has added the show, it must be worth something. It must be a good program. And so they don't think as hard about whether to add the show or not. They just look at you as an option when they're making changes. And so I think that because we've got kind of an establishment, or we're kind of established into the industry at this point, that the money that's coming in from the AMP program is actually a little more effective today than it was 5 years ago. So thank you to everybody that supports the show as an amplifier. And if you don't do it, we still need you because we've got big plans. We've got more that we want to do. And your dollars, your $3 a month can make it possible for Free Talk Live to go from 50 affiliates to 100 to 200 to 400. I mean, what, Limbaugh's up to over 600 or something
more
like that?
More than 600 stations,
yeah. We've still got a ways to go to get up there. And you guys can help us do it. And you can get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, chat room, forum, and more. Get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com.
You know, we may have been syndicated for 5 years, but you and I have been working together for, in December, it'll be 10 years.
Yeah, how about that?
years.
You knew me when I had long hair.
You know.
And peach fuzz.
Well, he's always had that stuff on his face. Anyway, Free Talk Live has teamed up with M&S Press to offer you the only complete writings of Lysander Spooner. This is 34 works in 6 bound volumes in their library quality cloth hardcover, and there's 2,800 pages. So if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you probably do know who Lysander Spooner is, and you probably are a big fan, and this is going to be your only opportunity to purchase this set. And when they're gone,
they're gone.
They're gone. These are the ones that they printed, and they printed them quite some time ago, and basically they were intended for libraries to be able to buy, and the guy has some sitting around. He's like, sure, I'll offer them to your listeners at a reduced price. So I went out and I got this deal for our listeners, and I've got to say that you better jump on board, because when the offer's gone, the offer is gone.
And good luck finding a set like that on eBay or something like that.
So, I mean, you know, maybe $335 might be a bit of a stretch for you today. However, just consider that it won't be an opportunity to get stretched for it later. And you may not be able to get it on eBay. If you do get it on eBay, it'll be used. So $335.
These are brand new.
These are brand new, out of the box, to our listeners, delivered to your door for $335. That includes shipping. And that's all you have to do is go to spooner.freetalklive.com. And there's, you know, when you do the order thing, there'll be an email thing, and you just email back and forth with him. He'll get them sent to your house for $335 delivered at spooner.freetalklive.com.
Let's go to your phone calls about what you want. It's Roy in Pennsylvania. Roy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Roy?
Actually, college loans, considering I'm out of college now. I've been out for a little over a year.
Uh-huh.
And it's to the point now where all my loans are starting to come off forbearance and things like that. And they're pretty ridiculous. Like, I went to college at the Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University down in Florida. And it was a ridiculous price tag. I think it cost like $200,000 to go there, which was absurd.
Wow. Aeronautical, is that they teach how to fly?
Yeah, well, they do a lot of other stuff, too. It's known for flying, engineering. It's got a business program, things like that.
Okay.
And but basically, I'm out of college, and I have a job which took a year to get. And it's nothing major. It's just like a computer technician job. It's like pretty much I make like $1,600 a month. And that's after, you know, the taxes and got to pay for the empire and all that garbage.
And you could have done that without a college education.
Yeah, I know. I was doing it before I even went to college.
I was doing that 7 or 8 years ago, freshly out of prison. I was making that kind of money.
We shouldn't laugh. That's awful.
I'm sorry, but it's funny.
Well, the whole point is that college is too expensive. Colleges are bloated. They've grown too much. They have a lot of bogus majors. They've thrown a lot of money into sports stadiums and all that. And a lot of people are predicting that colleges and universities going forward are going to have a lot of financial problems now and will shrink down to the needs of the
marketplace. The thing that I was thinking of is, like, what about all the people who are graduating college now and the ones who are already graduated who can't get a job that's worthy of paying for the ridiculous loans that they had to take out to pay for the college?
They're in over their head. They're
going to default. I mean, you know, that's like, the long and the short of it.
And that's a bubble, too, by the way. The college education, the whole college market has been a financial bubble as well.
Yeah, and what I'm thinking is, like, I make, like, $1,600 a month, and right now about the most I could afford to pay for college loans is, like $500 a month, which is almost an entire paycheck vanishing, and I get nothing in return.
Hmm. What did you learn in college, by the way?
Not a lot that I couldn't have taught myself. My favorite class was my economics class, and he was a hardcore about free market and everything. That's the one where I learned the most. The rest was, I mean, I could have learned it myself if I'd really...
Yeah, Mises.org.
Well, honestly, you just about everything that college teaches, it essentially what college sells is a classroom environment. They don't sell learning any longer.
It.
Anything that a college teaches you, you can get on the intrawebs for free. So
they sell you the piece of paper. I mean,
there's the piece of paper too. Yes,
but as you're saying, that hasn't been too that the piece of paper hasn't been too helpful.
But the piece of paper, when you consider that 4 years worth of time is spent in order to get the piece of paper, so you could go have a job. Learn whatever it is that you're going to learn in college in your spare time, which is the same way you do it anyway.
Right.
And then in those 4 years, you'd make money and you'd work your way up in whatever career field it is that you picked in the first place.
You're making.
I recommend with most career fields, certainly there are ones that need degrees, and getting the people that don't need degrees out of the business of having degrees would make those degrees worth more anyway. But, you know, just getting people that don't need degrees, why are they – it's a big waste of money.
Yeah, it's just another jar.
And what's wrong with being a plumber or a mechanic or something? When I was a kid, those people were looked upon very respectfully.
I had a house that I rented once from a plumber, and he was doing very, very well.
Plumbers do fine.
He had a very, very nice house. In fact, multiple houses all around town, and you know, he owned the company.
Wow.
But he started at the ground level. Saying $1,600 a month is about what you were making before you started college?
Well, I'm not sure what I was making before, because I went from high school directly to college. I didn't even have a summer vacation.
I see.
Pretty insane. But right now, basically the situation is, by the end of November, when all my college loans come out of forbearance, right now, essentially, almost one paycheck a month disappears and goes away. But by the time they all come out, I'd be looking at around $1,400 a month.
Whoa.
That I get nothing from.
And what are you going to do if you don't pay?
I mean, yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what I'm thinking. It's like, what happens when I can't pay? Because...
Wait, so you don't know? You don't know what the consequences are?
Well, basically, they'd say, and the person I'm talking to on the phone is like, they're stumbling over their own words, like they don't want to say it, and they're basically said, don't go after the co-signers, which are my parents. And, they wouldn't be able to afford this. So, and if I default on the loans, which I could care less what the consequences for me are, really.
Yeah. Those are the people they have to sell this to, and that is why it's such an insidious evil, but it's such an insidious plan is to go. You know, these parents want the very best thing that they can offer to their children, as all parents everywhere always
have.
Yeah,
that's a natural instinct, right there.
And so they play on this.
This isn't the best thing, though. It's a myth.
The best thing is for your child to understand the value of money, and one of the ways for them to do that is to pay for their own college if they need to get it. You may be able to help them. Here, I'll give you a son. I'll give you $2 for every one that you earn for your college, but you're going to pay for it.
Boy, that's just another tragic story. I wish you the best of luck, and I thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. He's not the only one in that position. Hour 3 is coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Avoid worrying your child about foods she should and shouldn't eat when she visits friends by providing her with a healthy snack as a gift to the host. That way, she can decide to eat what you've sent without feeling isolated from the other kids. And if she decides not to eat it, that's okay too. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.